Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And if you are on YouTube, make sure you enable notifications so we can get every episode to you as fast as possible here at the Fro Wrestling Podcast. While you're at it, if you are sick and tired of dropping $60 to $100 every year for the latest and greatest wrestling video game, stop immediately. Go to Wrestler Unstoppable. It's available exclusively through Facebook, where you can create your own wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all from the ground up, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, completely free right now for all Facebook users. If you go onto that website, make sure you check out Odin Maximus, that would be my character in the game, or go to Universal Wrestling Evolution, that is my corporation in the game, and I'll be happy to give you a contract to join the game today. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast family, you want your name in the shout-outs, like our buddy Harold in St. Louis, then go to patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. And every month, if you are one of our top contributors, meaning a $25 contributor, you are guaranteed to co-host an episode of Going Live with me. Or for our $10 a month contributors, you get your name entered into a drawing to also co-host an episode of Going Live with Mr. Fro for one of our live episodes. So if you are new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, you've never been here before, you want to check out and see what we're about, go to our homepage, frowrestling.com, where you can see all the topics that we're going to discuss in our upcoming episodes. And while you're at it, if you come up with questions, things you just want us to address that we've missed, and like, I'll be a man enough to admit, I don't always get all the news into every single episode, make sure you drop us a line at the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line, 267-642-1160, and that way we can address any questions, comments, concerns you have, storylines that we missed, anything of the sort. We want to get into our shows, do that, and we can get your comments into a future episode. If you want to get in this episode, you got to go through either the Spreaker.com webpage and search for the Fro Wrestling Podcast, or go directly to our homepage at frowrestling.com and click on our streaming app there, where you can get right in, and there is a chat function where you could send me your questions, comments, concerns, everything immediately as soon as you send it. I can address your stuff right here on the air, and make sure you give me a name so I can give you credit for the questions and things that you want to bounce off me. And I love to get as many people into the episodes as I can. So send questions to us. I get a lot more in email. I appreciate that. Thank you to the email audience. But for some reason, they want to remain anonymous. So I'm cool with that. I respect your privacy. But for those who want to get your name in shout outs, by all means, make sure you do that. I would love to give you guys credit for the unique thoughts and ideas you guys have. This episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast, several things to talk about. I will be honest, a little more abbreviated episode, but that's okay. It's late night. It's 11:15 almost at night on a Saturday night. And I know you and I both want to get to bed early. You know, we got lots of things to do the rest of the weekend, like, you know, sit around and do a whole lot of nothing, hopefully. But in the meantime, let's talk about the wrestling news of the day. Terms on Daniel Bryan's contract to return to the ring. He has certain criteria that he has to meet to stay cleared to compete. And the biggest one of those terms is after every single Daniel Bryan match that he has here on going forward, until WWE is satisfied that he is 100% in the clear, Daniel Bryan has to have a neurological exam after every match. That has got to be one of the most unique, and I'm sure for Daniel Bryan, one of the most frustrating aspects of his return to the ring. However, just the fact that he's allowed to return to the ring, I'm sure is much more significant to him, and I'm sure he's willing to do whatever it takes to stay in the ring. So, be curious to see how long WWE makes that go on for, and I'm hoping they report to us in the news when he's finally cleared of that, assuming all goes well in the ring. I can't see why not. The doctor actually came out and made it clear that there was no signs of prior neurological issue with Daniel Bryan, which is a big part of why he was cleared to return to the ring. Which, for people who have concussion-type symptoms, if you follow the same kind of plan and protocol that Daniel Bryan did, maybe this is a breath of fresh air for that industry. Maybe this is groundbreaking territory. I know he did some unique things, and I'm not an expert in the field, so please don't ask me. I have no idea what those unique things were, but hopefully this is something that they can build on going forward and really open some eyes in that CTE research. Other topics of the day. Look, there are all kinds of rumors swirling out there about what's going to happen at WrestleMania, and one of the ones that is really I keep reading on websites and different sources all the speculation about surprise entrance into this match or that match or who's going to be this guy, that guy. And the reality is if you have a big card to play, you're not telling anyone. Now, I understand a lot of stuff leaks. We have a lot of smart marks out there. We all follow every news source we possibly can. But for example, people have been talking about Goldberg. Goldberg put another tweet, a tease out there the other day about somebody asked him if he had one more WWE match or run or whatever left in him. And he said, you know, I never said I was done. You know, I'm not done until I say I'm done, or something of that nature. And right away, people would jump all over that. Goldberg's coming to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Well, he never said that. WWE's never hinted at that. In addition, I saw somebody put up that they thought Goldberg would end up being Braun Strowman's mystery tag team partner. I would bet $1 million that that is not the case. Watch Vince McMahon take me up on that bet to try to make me pay out. Ain't happening, Vince. But the reality is, I hope people can temper some of their excitement about WrestleMania season. Some of the rumors make a lot of sense. Other ones, I don't know where people get this stuff. I actually saw today that I saw a person doing a prediction on wrestling talents that need to be eliminated post-WrestleMania, talents that they need to cut from the roster. And they were naming people like Dolph Ziggler, and they were naming people like Breezango and Kane, Big Show, all these people, Mike Bennett. And what bothered me was that I don't think when people say about cutting people from the roster, as a matter of fact, I saw Apollo Crews and Velveteen Dream on the same feed, and I don't think people think for a moment those people play an incredibly important role on WWE television. I say this after I had a fantastic conversation with Harold this week about my comments about Coco Beware being in the Hall of Fame, where I completely bash a guy whose career was pretty much being a jobber the whole time, except for a short stint in Mid-South or Mid-Southern where he won some tag titles and whatnot. But the reality is that these mid-card guys, you'll never see Breezango in the Hall of Fame. You'll never see Apollo Crews, at least if his career goes on the same trajectory as it is right now, you'll never see Apollo Crews in the Hall of Fame. However, you really need some of those guys who every once in a while they pick up a win, and that way they're still credible enough that when you put them in the ring with somebody else, you're always hoping maybe they pull off another win. If you just know a guy's going to, like Curt Hawkins. At this point, Curt Hawkins' loss streak has gone on so long, there will never be a day where I'll expect him to win, which is exactly when he will win. Watch him win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Think about a great way to break your streak. You go into that, maybe he gets thrown through the middle rope, rolls to the outside, maybe he's laying on the ground, and at the very end climbs into the ring and dumps somebody over the top and wins the Battle Royal just so he can break his losing streak. But the reality, and somebody wanted to cut him too, and I think those guys, they really do have a spot on the roster. Let's face it, some of those guys get more exposure than anybody. Apollo Crews has been very much featured lately, as has Titus O'Neil, another person that somebody said to cut and make him an ambassador for the company. Titus has got a lot to offer. He's an incredibly talented wrestler. He just doesn't have a great gimmick. He even has gotten better talking on the mic. So, you know, I feel like WWE thinks he's pretty much stuck in this incredibly horrible role and he has no upward mobility. I don't buy that. You know, if we can buy into characters who wrestled for WWE in the past, left, came back, and then all of a sudden they're megastars. You know, Drew McIntyre, when he left the first time, he was glorified fodder garbage. I mean, he was toiling in 3MB doing a whole lot of nothing. Jinder Mahal, same thing. They leave, they come back, and when they come back with a new fervor about them, the new excitement, a new passion for the business, so to speak, and suddenly you have a whole new character. So you can't convince me Apollo Crews, who was UA Nation on the indie scene for like 5 years and had such a huge following that WWE had to jump on board with signing him, that you couldn't do something with him, or with anybody else for that matter. Breezango could be the World Tag Team Champions tomorrow and nobody would bat an eyelash. I know they've been jobbing out quite a bit for the last year, 2 years. You could put the belts on them tomorrow, have them beat the Usos, and everybody on SmackDown would buy it, because they've earned that reputation of being the guys who pull off a win every once in a while, but they're normally just the comedic shtick. But I think they still have enough of a skill set and enough of a fan following that nobody would complain if they got the belts. I wouldn't complain if the Ascension got the belts once. You know, Primo Epico, like I saw those guys listed on the list too. Yeah, if you cut them, I don't mind. I haven't seen them on TV in so long, I almost don't remember what they look like. But I digress. Major, major stars are being discussed for the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. It is a hot button topic of discussion. They really want to put the full court press on this April 27th show. It's a Friday night. It'll be shown on the network. I'll be watching, guaranteed. I'm very excited to see what they do with it. But what is interesting about it is they're advertising already The Undertaker to be there, which I find interesting considering he hasn't even agreed to appear at WrestleMania yet. So how can a guy show up there before he shows up at WrestleMania? I think that's was something the marketing department should have thought about before they advertised them for Saudi Arabia. And then in addition, the conversation is out there that they're discussing bringing Chris Jericho back for the greatest Royal Rumble. In addition, seven championship matches will be there. Both of the women's championships will not be defended. I find that I'm sure they're doing that to appease some of the religious groups that are in the region, but it's kind of a shame that the ladies won't get the spotlight. They had a match recently. The ladies had a match overseas over in the Middle East, and it was so well received that you would really hope that they would be able to do something like that. And, you know, maybe sometime in the future if this is a success. But I know they want to open a training center there. I know they want to do another one in the United Kingdom, one in South America, one in Southeast Asia, and places like that to cultivate talent. And this is a huge marketplace for them to do that. You'll appeal to the Saudi Arabian crowd, the Indian crowd, all people all throughout the Middle East, which, by the way, to those people in the Middle East who tune into this podcast, because I do watch the analytics. So, to my surprise, I actually have a lot of Middle Eastern listeners. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. I appreciate that. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with those championship matches. All the other championships, so the WWE Championship, the Universal Title, the United States Championship, the Intercontinental Championship, the Raw Tag Team, SmackDown Tag Team Championships, and the Cruiserweight Title will all be defended at the Greatest Royal Rumble. It'll be curious to see who they book and in what way for that show. The big topic coming out of Raw and going on all week, and I've seen so many people theorize about, is who is Braun Strowman's tag team partner going to be at WrestleMania? So look, here's the thing. There are a few people that seem to be on the short list. I know Kane's name has been mentioned. The Big Show has been mentioned. Elias seems like the most commonly referred to. Big Cass is now in the conversation. I've heard Samoa Joe. I've heard Jason Jordan. I've heard all these different names and who should be his partner. And honestly, I have a very different take on it. I really would love to see Baron Corbin be his tag team partner. He has no storyline heading into WrestleMania, and I'd like to see him in something other than the Battle Royal. Have Baron Corbin team up with him, two guys who are just monsters who hate each other, and they hate everybody else, but have him win the tag team championship. It would move him to Raw, where I think he'd get a nice fresh start. I think he's got a bad taste in people's mouths over on SmackDown, and it would make for an interesting tag team match, nonetheless. The other one that I see a lot of, and I'm actually very much in favor of, is that earlier in the show, we anticipate that Nia Jax is going to defeat Alexa Bliss for the Women's Championship. That's, you know, I'm saying Vegas is predicting that already. And so if that's the case, what do you think of Braun Strowman coming out for the Tag Team Championship match, have the bar in the ring, have Strowman come to the ring, that you have to have a partner, you have to have a partner, you have to have a partner, and then have Alexa Bliss, after she's already lost the Women's Championship, come out and let her be his tag team partner for the Raw Tag Team Championship and be the first female to hold that title when he totally decimates the two bar members and takes the championships all by himself. I think it would make for an interesting reaction from the fans. That's something I would be all for and all in favor of, and it would allow them on Raw's programming to further this Alexa Bliss Braun Strowman flirtation that's been going on the Mixed Max Challenge. In addition, the other big name that I've heard floated around, and I think it's ludicrous, but you got to look at the news sometimes and see if something is even possible. I did hear Bobby Lashley. I don't think that'll happen either. But they've made it clear that they're not going to announce his partner until WrestleMania. So anybody who speculates between now and WrestleMania is just blowing hot air. So what I think would get the biggest reaction from the crowd, and I'm going to put this out there right up front, it is not going to happen. I cannot state any more, like, unequivocally, this will not happen. But people online are wanting Braun's partner to be Hulk Hogan. Come to the ring, hit a few punches, hit a boot, let Braun hit the leg drop, pick him up, power slam, pin him, take the tag titles. Hulk Hogan gets a tag team championship reign, and he doesn't really have to do anything in the ring. You can protect him. And it would be a moment. Like, WrestleMania moments are the things that people talk about for generations after the fact. And I would love to see how people would react to seeing Hulk Hogan's music hit at WrestleMania and him to do something of substance, not just make a cameo. I think the cameo thing has been done too many times. The one a few years ago with The Rock and Stone Cold and stuff like that. Like, I'm over that. Let's see him either do something or don't bring him to Mania at all and have him do something after Mania, like become the new SmackDown general manager, which is the other conversation about Hulk Hogan, is that that may be the role they're looking at him filling. There is some news on the WWE United Kingdom division. I spoke last episode about the fact that they have booked off some times and dates in December to record and then start a program, a weekly television program in the United Kingdom. However, what I find more intriguing and more optimistic about the situation is that all the key players, the Trent Sevens, the Wolfgang, Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, all the original guys, Mark Andrews, the ones who were in the original tournament, they've given them all significantly higher paying contracts. My understanding was they originally were getting paid $20,000 and were allowed to take outside bookings. Now they'll be paid $50,000 and be able to take outside bookings, which I find fascinating. I can't believe they wrestle for 50 grand, you know, but whatever. But on top of that, they're also negotiating with other United Kingdom stars. I know Joe Coffey's name came up in conversation. They may be signing him. There was a couple other talents they were talking to. And the United Kingdom scene is so off the charts. It's so amazing. There are so many guys they could bring in that would really just pop, you know, that crowd. ICW and Progress Wrestling are huge over in Europe. And it would be great to see some of their talent really featured on the network, the biggest promotion in the world, showcasing some of that United Kingdom talent. I think it'd be awesome. In the meantime, I want to see them more often. I'm tired of these once every 3-4 months you see, you know, Pete Dunne or Tyler Bate show up. Let's start seeing these guys wrestle. Defend that United Kingdom championship. We're heading into WrestleMania. That title should be on the line at WrestleMania. You know, the Saudi Arabian deal. Bring the United Kingdom Championship to the show. Make it 8 championships defended. Because right now, that title doesn't mean a freaking thing. It's nothing. It has no substance or no value. Because they've destroyed that opportunity for a great division. Speaking of something that has not been destroyed, something that is the future of the business, according to Jim Ross at least, Charlotte Flair, he is now likening to Hulk Hogan in regards to her impact on the business. He says she is the present and the future of women's wrestling, and she is the most important thing to the women's division. I couldn't agree more because she is the most believable athlete. What I'm concerned with Charlotte is it feels like they rush every single angle that they have with her, and it creates a scenario where do you go from here? Who do you put her against? I'm sure at some point Shayna Baszler will be moved up to the main roster, so I'm sure that'll have something to do with it. But at the end of the day, we really, we don't have a lot of talents left that she hasn't already competed against or with or for or whatever. So what are you going to do? You know, you've kind of exhausted so much of your talent pool, at least as far as feuds with her. And you don't want to go too soon and redo old feuds. I wish Paige hadn't gotten hurt. I think she and Charlotte would have had a great feud. You've got Ruby Riott and her squad coming up, and I know those are three people who could always, you know, get better over time. You've got, you know, the Absolution on Raw. Like, there's just only so many people, though. The other thing about the women this week was about talk conversation about the Women's Tag Team Championship. I saw what, I don't know if it was a fan design or if it's a legit leak, a picture of Women's Tag Team Championship belts. They looked amazing. I think it only makes sense. And of course, you gotta think about who you can generate tag teams of interest in the WWE and across both brands. Because most of these ladies, as you well know, wrestle as singles wrestlers. They don't have a lot of established tag teams. And so it'll be curious to see what they do with that moving forward. But I think they definitely have talent there. And I think it's time for the women to get their own tag team championship. There's been some leaks online about the plans for Roman Reigns post-WrestleMania. It sounds like, and I am not a fan, I'm just saying. I know they had talked earlier this year about doing Roman and Seth Rollins. I think they're moving away from that. And now the word is that Roman Reigns, they want to put in a feud with Samoa Joe. That has been done before. I was just saying about the women's division in Charlotte. Like, you can't recycle feuds that fast. It's too soon. People, look, here's the thing. When you used to see John Cena and Randy Orton feud, they feuded so many times, I don't even know what they were feuding over most of the time. But their matches were always spectacular. And that is kudos to John Cena, because people really give him a bad rap. But the reality is, their matches were spectacular. People just didn't want to see him because they'd already seen him 900 times. You know, it gets boring. You need something new. And in this situation, like, if you're really going to push the Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns thing, it better be to give Joe the title. This can't be another time where Roman Reigns finds a way to defeat Samoa Joe. Because at that point, you've then buried him and proven on two occasions that he's not worthy of being Universal Champion. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, if you move Samoa Joe over to SmackDown, there's a whole new set of new feuds for him. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, people like that, that you could do a whole new set of matches with. But I suspect that AJ Styles is coming to Raw at some point very soon, and that Roman Reigns will take the Universal title over to SmackDown, where I think is where they're going to end up putting Bobby Lashley to feud with Roman Reigns at some point on SmackDown. Just a guess. I could be wrong. I'm really hoping that they still do the Bobby Lashley-Brock Lesnar thing, but that all depends on whether or not Brock Lesnar signs a new WWE deal, which is in the news this week. Triple H was approached about ongoing contract negotiations with Brock Lesnar, and he made it clear that negotiating with Brock, it's just not a fun time. And Brock is Brock, and Brock's going to do what Brock wants to do. And he sounded very noncommittal. It sounded like he was in some way frustrated with Brock Lesnar for dragging out this process. So, I would love to say that Brock Lesnar is guaranteed he's going to be here after WrestleMania, because I actually am a fan of the guys. But, Lord, like, get on the ball and get the deal done. I'm tired of waiting. You know, at some point, we just want to get on with things. By the way, we started this last episode, and I to my surprise, thank you to the people who sent in comments, people liked it. And that is, it's wrestling birthdays. Wrestling birthdays, and there was the corny music, we have that, oh, there it is, our corny music. Happy birthday this week, Rick the Model Martel, EC3, Evan Bourne was listed twice on the sheet, because he was also listed as Matt Sydal, AJ Lee, Sting, Epico, Lana, Jack Swagger, Elijah Burke, Christopher Daniels, Barry Horowitz, and, of course, the big man, The Undertaker. Happy 53rd birthday to The Undertaker. It's kind of crazy. We have The Undertaker getting his 53rd birthday right before they're hopefully going to announce his involvement with WrestleMania. So we'll have to wait and see if that comes to fruition or not. Other news this week, Rey Mysterio, an update to his contract negotiation. As we said last episode, he is officially supposedly part owner and performer for Aero Lucha, which I kind of expected, but they said he was still having negotiations with WWE. Well, it can be reported now that he was actually in Birmingham, Alabama, having his bicep issue looked at. and they are still negotiating for him to make a return to the company despite being a performer and an owner in an alternate organization. I would imagine that part of the contract would include a clause that allows him to continue to have those appearances. You know, Jerry Lawler's an announcer for WWE, still wrestles elsewhere. You know, I they can make this happen. You know, it's one of those things. Maybe it's not something you want to do with all of your talents, but it's definitely something you would do with somebody who is as popular as Rey Mysterio was when he returned at the Royal Rumble. You want to get that deal done one way or another. I don't care what his capacity is at WrestleMania. I would not be opposed to him coming in and making a challenge to whoever wins the Cruiserweight Championship at WrestleMania. But we really need an influence like Rey Mysterio. And I think WWE is listening, because it was also reported this week that the WWE is looking at signing Garza Jr. and Ultimo Ninja to WWE contracts. Now, for those who are not familiar, Garza Jr. is on Impact Wrestling. He's a fantastic Lucha Libre style wrestler. Ultimo Ninja also is their cousins. So they're related. This is a wrestling family, a legendary family down in Mexico. Hector Garza's child. And they would both be great additions to the roster. I'm glad to see that they're targeting more cruiserweights to try to bolster that division, because I think that's what that division really needs, is a serious push going forward and in making that division legitimate. And the last thing for tonight, Kevin Owens, as everybody knows, last week on SmackDown, Kevin Owens gets fired. And, you know, we all know it's a storyline, because let's face it, WWE's not stupid enough to let one of their best talents walk. But what I love about Kevin Owens is he went right onto Twitter and changed his handle on Twitter to Kevin Steen, not Kevin Owens, and made reference that he's Owens no more. Kevin Steen obviously is his real name. It's the name he used on the indie scene long before going to WWE. For 15 years, he used that name. And it's curious to me why Sami Zayn didn't do the same. If I was him, I would have gone back to El Generico or something of that nature on Twitter just to further the storyline. But again, for the smart marks, we all know that is just storyline. But I love that he took the time to think about the, you know, there's always fans out there that aren't as cued into how the business works. And I feel like he was catering this towards those people just to give them a rise, make them question what really happened, what they really saw on SmackDown. Very cool stuff. We all know this week we're going to hear Daniel Bryan's going to, you know, have an issue with them, going to probably reinstate them just so he could set up the tag team match with he and Shane against them. I still think storyline wise, Kevin Owens trying to do one of the few guys who tries to make it seem more realistic. That's all the time we have for this episode. Make sure you check back with us in the next episode. We'll run down all the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects that we use throughout our shows. The entrance music, the exit music, even the silly birthday song. Thank you to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com. Today's podcast is sponsored in part by Beazle Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazle Games by going to www.frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to alleyrepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move and you're considering college, university life, or you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to the website www.frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I'd like to thank you for taking a few moments with us this evening. If you would like to check out more wrestling news and rumors, go to WWE.thethasportsjunkies101.com for their latest articles on the world of professional wrestling. In addition, don't hesitate to go to frowrestling.com and at the top of the page, click on In Fro's Corner, where we have all of our editorial articles up there, the things I've written for you guys. I hope you like them. I have a new article coming out this Monday. I hope you guys will like that, all about the tag team status of tag team wrestling in WWE. And we've got another edition of Harold's Retro Review coming this week, where he's going to run down some of Impact Wrestling's greatest rivalries. Look forward to seeing that. And one last time, this week, this Wednesday evening, the voting closes in the final round of the Greatest Superstar of Monday Night Wars. Get your votes in before it's too late. Thanks again one more time, guys, for tuning in tonight. I will talk to you guys in the near future. Take care. Have a great night.
We'll be right back.